Hi, I'm Dave Summers, and welcome to AMA's Edgewise, where you will hear fresh insights from recognized thought leaders across a wide range of subject matters. AMA's Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. The AMA is a global leader in professional development and education, improving the immediate performance and long-term growth of individuals and organizations. Check us out on our website, www.amanet.org. People are never successful by talent alone. Rather, great leaders develop through a process of discipline, hard work, diligence, and steady self-improvement. Dr. John C. Maxwell is the founder of Maximum Impact, an Atlanta-based organization with a mission to develop leaders of excellence and integrity. Dr. Maxwell is the author of more than 30 books with more than 7 million copies sold, including Failing Forward, Turning Your Failures into Stepping Stones for Success, The 21 Indispensable Qualities of a Leader, and The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Many of his titles have landed on the bestseller list in noted publications such as The New York Times, Business Week, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and CBA Marketplace. John, welcome to the program. Let's start off by answering the question, why isn't talent enough?
That's an easy answer. How many times do we know people who are very talented and yet they're not successful? And we kind of ask ourselves, how could they be so gifted and be so average? And in fact, that's the question that really stimulated me to writing the book. I kept saying, why are there so many talented people that never seem to reach their potential? It has to be more than just having talent. And so therefore the title, Talent is Never Enough. You have to do something or make choices beyond that talent, obviously, to hit your potential.
Now, you've identified 13 factors that are important. Are any of the 13 more important or most important to reach that pinnacle?
You know, interestingly enough, the most important probably of the 13 choices is the one that really doesn't make you talented at all, and that's the area of character. I love the phrase in the book that talks about character protects your talent. It really doesn't make you talented. I know a lot of wonderful people that have great character, and they maybe have very little talent in their life. It covers the backside of talent and the giftedness of talent. I mean, think of just in the business community, all of the CEOs who have gone down because they lack character. So I've often said character doesn't make you a leader, but it can certainly, lack of character can cause you to forfeit your leadership. Same way with talent. Character protects you. It just allows you to maximize your talent without having what I call the downside.
Aside from character, is there another one that is important for advancement?
I think probably preparation positions talent. The idea of constantly being ready. John Wood one time said, when opportunity comes, it's too late to prepare. I think that's very true. And I think that most people think of, when I get the opportunity, then I will prepare, instead of understanding when I start preparing, then I'll get the opportunity. It's like people tell me all the time, they'll say, John, you write leadership books. I say, yes, I do. And they'll say things like, well, you know what, when I become a leader, I'll read one of your books. And I think, oh, no, really, if you would read one of my books, you would probably become a leader. And that whole chapter in Talent is Never Enough on preparation positions a person's talent, I think, is a tremendous chapter, because it helps us understand that we are today learning and hopefully positioning ourselves for the opportunity of tomorrow. And if we don't understand that we have to prepare today, regardless of the opportunity, whether it's here or not, what will happen is when opportunity comes, it'll just be too late.
You've identified 13 of these factors. Do you want to just go over those quickly?
Sure, I'll be glad to. These are 13 choices that every one of us can make. Again, remember, talent is God-given. Talent is not something that I earned or I deserved or somehow I one day just worked on and I got it. Basically, we're born with certain leanings or giftedness, tendencies that help us to get in the area of our talent. But everything that I talk about in this book are things that we can work on, our choices, like belief lifts your talent, passion energizes your talent, initiative activates your talent, focus directs your talent, preparation positions your talent, practice sharpens your talent, perseverance sustains your talent, courage tests your talent, teachability. Expand your talent, character, protect your talent, relationships, influence your talent, responsibility, strengthens your talent. And finally, the 13th choice, teamwork, multiplies your talent. And these things, character, relationships, responsibility, teamwork, courage, they're all choices. Each person that reads this book will understand very quickly that although you didn't choose your talent, you can make the right choices to help your talent reach its potential. Again, there's a great statement that says, there is a choice you have to make in everything you do, so keep in mind that in the end, the choice you make makes you. That's very true.
You've also written a book about talent, but the theme of the book seems to be more about becoming a talent plus person. What is a talent plus person?
A talent plus person is an individual who has talent, plus they make the right decisions. And in the book, Talent Is Never Enough, I talk about 13 choices, of which, if you make those 13 right choices, you will not only have your talent, plus you'll have your right choices, which will give you a plus as far as relationships and potential. It's also possible to be a talent minus person, a person that has great talent, but you've been minus the right choices. And if you are a talent minus person, you never reach your talent potential because you will be less than, just as if you're a talent plus person, you'll not only reach your giftedness, but you'll even rise beyond that because of the choices that you make.
If one of our listeners wanted to advance their career, is there any one of the 13 that they should start with?
Well, I think they would probably start with the first chapter, Belief Lifts Your Talent. It's just impossible for a person who doesn't believe in themselves to ever reach their potential. It's impossible if you don't believe in your team. You know, if you're working for an organization, for example, that you don't buy into, how are you ever going to give them your best? If you're working with people you don't buy into, how are you going to ever give them your best? So I think belief is kind of like, it's not only chapter one in the book, but it's also kind of like step one in helping us beginning to get onto our road of reaching our potential for talent.
What brought about the structure of this book? I mean, the 13 factors. Are you suggesting that these are the steps in order that people should follow?
No, not really. It's not a step-by-step process. In fact, the way I tell a person to read the book, I would say two things about this book. First of all, this is a great book for children, for kids. If I was a parent and I had a late junior high or high school kid, I would put this book in their hands. My father every day required myself, I'm the middle child, but all three of us, to every day read for 30 minutes. And he picked our reading out for us. And that's how we were paid our allowance, by the way, was through reading books. And this book here is just, I think, major for high school kids. Because in the beginning, when children are very young, talent is a huge separator between those who have and those who have not. And they don't understand yet about right choices. They just, they're just one kid's smarter than the other kid. One kid's faster than the other kid. That's just the way life is. But as they get older, if they have been talented, there's a tendency for them to begin to rely on that talent. And as they get older, that talent gap narrows because kids that are less talented, if they start making right choices, will soon catch up. And that's why I really wrote the book. And so as a parent, I would say, what a tremendous book to place in their hands. Now, for the individual reader, let's say I purchased this book, what I would do is I would very quickly summarize the 13 choices. And I would ask myself two questions. Of the 13 choices, which one do I really do well with? I mean, there will be probably a half a dozen maybe they do well with. But which are my best? And then I would also look and say, which ones have I really not done well with? And what I would encourage a person to do, if they really wanted to have personal growth out of the book, is say, I'm going to spend a year with this book. It's a book I'm going to pick up, and then I'll put back down. I'll pick up and put back down. And I would spend 1 month on each one of the choices. And I would start off to encourage myself. I'd probably start off with the thing I do best. And as I read the chapter, I'll just feel real good because I think I already do this well. Then maybe the next month, go to the thing that I do worse. I would read them according to my own personal need and application of what I need to apply to my life.
Our guest on today's program was Dr. John C. Maxwell. John, thanks for being with us today. Now it's time for You've Been Spotted with Kevin Lee. It's where we interview random people who are attending a workshop or seminar at one of our 5 executive conference centers. For more information on our executive conference centers and seminars, please visit our website, www.amanet.org. Here's Kevin.
I'm visiting AMA's Advanced Executive Leadership Program taught by veteran AMA faculty member Barbara Jean. Can you think of a leadership value or rule that you would want to improve for yourself or develop for yourself to be a great leader?
The ability to communicate more effectively with individuals in terms of motivating them. I make it a point to have one-on-ones with all my direct reports weekly, and in some cases they're very effective. We actually spend very little time talking about the business and more time just about general things going on at the site. And I actually find those are the relationships that are I'm most able to affect change. And there's other one-on-ones where we're actually spending quite a bit of time talking about the business, which to me indicates that that person is actually not following up in my absence or between the meetings to do their job or affect the change or make whatever activities need to be done.
To know how to better approach every single person in my team. Everybody is very different, and that is the one challenge that I have, and I think that most leaders these days have. To be able to really individualize your guidance and your coaching to everyone in your team.
I'm Barbara Jean, and I'm the course leader for AMA's Advanced Executive Leadership Program. We really get great feedback on this course. First of all, they like the challenges of all the many activities and exercises, and we also get feedback that they like the fact that they could hear from other managers and other leaders, and it gave them time to reflect on their own situations. They work on revising or writing a vision statement for their group, so they have some things to go back to their own groups and work with to pull them into the visioning and planning part of the process. So the feedback is really excellent for this seminar. And then the course ends with a great simulation called the Turnaround, where they really use all their life management and leadership experience, as well as everything we've talked about in the 3 days of the seminar, to try to turn a company that's floundering, to turn that company around. And they really enjoy the simulation because it's so real world.
It's giving me some templates in terms of how to identify the checklist, if you will, how I would communicate a major change within the organization, and then in terms of implementing a major change, the roadmap that I would use to follow it, because it's not something that I would be doing by myself. I would have to convince many other people, obviously, to follow in my footsteps, to have a vision, to articulate that vision. And the course gives you some tools to help you along that path.
We did the DISC. I'm going to actually go back and do it with my team. So not only is it going to help me further get to know my team and their personalities, but also it will be good for them so that they can then be better teammates to others.
We'd love to get your feedback, so please drop us an email note at podcast@amanet.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That's 800-697-3406. One of our listeners will receive either a $200 discount on an AMA seminar or a free book from AMACOM, a division of the American Management Association. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.